Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Bill Brandt is our guest. He's the president and the founder of Development Specialists Incorporated. Bill, tell us a little bit about you guys.
DSI is one of the nation's oldest and most well-known restructuring and workout firms. When you've got a problem in your business, we're the people to call.
And small business owners, even if you don't need Bill services, lots of good stuff on their website, dsi.biz, right?
At dsi.biz, and we're happy to have people peruse the website. And free learning is the best kind of learning, right?
A lot of good stuff there. But Bill's a sharp guy, folks, one of the sharpest I know. And what he's, when you find something he's written, you want to read it. Bill, I've been told that the 2007 bonus pool for the Wall Street folks was $100 billion. I've also been told that in 2009, the year after we bailed them out with TARP money, that bonus pool is back up to that level. Bill, what's wrong with that picture? First, am I correct? Number two, what's wrong with that picture?
I believe you're essentially correct. Actually, I think the 2009 bonuses might be slightly higher than 2007. I don't happen to think there's anything wrong with that picture. But if you look at the larger picture, which is where I think you're going, I think that Wall Street and Main Street are working at cross purposes. I don't have a problem with guys on Wall Street making money because I know they'll spend it on goods and services. I don't have a problem with anybody making money. What I have a problem with is that and I think you do too, is that
yes,
when their goals, Wall Street's goals, are not the same as Main Street's goals. At some point, we've got to get them back on the same track.
Well, and the thing is it started to happen when they started creating products that did nothing but repackage other products and had no intrinsic value, no intrinsic collateral of its own.
Well,
am I wrong?
Let me say it a different way. There was a time when Wall Street packaged products that made the rest of us wealthy, including
right,
them.
Exactly.
Lately, their focus has been on making only them wealthy, and the rest of us are the suckers who buy
and
the products.
And therefore, doesn't that make Wall Street, right now, as it's currently they're currently behaving, the enemy of capitalism, the kind of capitalism that has allowed this country to be where it is?
You know, if Castro needs a new radio announcer, I got him. they're not the enemy of capitalism, but the fact of the matter, you can't blame people for making money. You and I would both like to know what that's all about.
Right? I blame somebody for allowing people to put us in jeopardy. Look, if they do what they do and they make money, that's fine. But they're not living in a vacuum. What they do impacts all of us. Look what's happened.
I have no argument with that. I think that's a regulatory and supervisory issue, and I will grant you that the regulatory and supervisory issues have not been well dealt with.
Quickly, which we have to get to, the FinReg bill, the financial regulation bill, which allegedly was supposed to stop all this. Anything. I mean, obviously, if the whole nine bonuses, if they're back to the races doing the same things they were doing. Answer that, and please tell us.
Frankly, you know, everybody told me that Sarbanes-Oxley was the end of the world. You and I talked about this in
yeah,
the past. And it was much ballyhooed and little impact, to be honest with you. I mean, everybody will give me a different story.
Well, it did more harm than good, and is FinReg not going to do the same thing?
It might, but, you know, it didn't. I don't think it was substantial enough to accomplish what you and I would like to
mm-hmm,
be accomplished. But, frankly, some common sense regulations would go a long way.
Well, time will tell, but what about small banks? Is FinReg going to hurt small banks?
I don't think it's going to hurt them, but I don't think they fared well under this. I think there'll be a level of onerous regulation, which will require cash to comply with. And obviously, the regulation is better aimed at the big banks who got us into this. But sadly, you know, when the eighth grade class screws up, you know, where one or two people do, everybody pays the price. You know,
well, I'm worried about the small banks, Bell, because as small independent banks go, so go small businesses.
I'm not arguing with you. I think that there has to be an effort by Treasury and by the Fed to make sure that small banks survive and prosper, and that there has to be a limit on big bank growth, because both of us know that big banks, once they get big, cut loose all the small businesses
right.
because the margins don't work.
Right, exactly.
And
well,
the community.
I'm also concerned that the regulators, the bank regulators, don't like independent banks, don't like small banks, because they're a lot harder to regulate. And that's so.
I'm just coming of the opinion that bank regulators hate banks to begin with.
Well,
I think there's a real mismatch
and I
there.
Think there's a mutual feeling. I think that feeling is mutual. Hey, Bill, great job today. Thank you for being here. Good job.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
My best
Bill,
to your listeners. Have a good summer.
Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, DSI.biz. Check that website out and read whatever Bill has to say. You'll get smarter. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.